Let's do it.
I'll be ready when everyone's ready.
I'm all ready. Right,
you get ready.
Bow-chicka-bow-bow.
Hello and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, the No God Band on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take a part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I legalize rape.
What the hell?
You heard me.
Why would you say such a thing?
To force more people to subscribe.
You can't force people to subscribe.
I can if rape is legal.
Okay, that makes no sense.
And not subscribing does.
Finally, a cogent point.
Subscribe now or I legalize raping Emery.
Cut that out!
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California at nighttime. In the Studio City tonight, we have Stevie Ray Fromstein and J.J. Whitehead. You know these guys from the world of reason. Thanks for being here, guys.
Howdy.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right.
You like your intro?
Yeah, rape's legal, eh?
In my world.
Well, how to cut to the chase?
I work fast.
When was it illegal?
When was it illegal?
Very good question.
I think you need to ask your lawyer that, Stevie.
Rape was was legal at the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was... You couldn't ask a girl.
Oh, really? Was it just frowned upon?
No. It was actually, I think,
caveman.
Just in theory. But we don't know that. Everyone argues that.
You saw a movie where
a guy dragged a girl by the hair.
They're always at the river.
It's
foreplay, isn't it?
Women were commonly known as something called property. So before property. You could do whatever you want with a woman, especially if you owned her.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt that we as a species probably employed rape naturally. It's pretty common in the wild. It's pretty common. We've evolved beyond it. Theoretically.
Some of us.
Right. Right.
What about the Roman soldiers? Like, you know, they'd always rape and pillage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine if they just said, okay, today we're just going to pillage.
And not rape.
What?
Well.
I came out, we're no rape? I came all the way out here just to pillage?
Why would I come out here when there's no raping?
I hear that is what they said when they landed in Scotland.
They
had a look around and went, hey,
you know what,
just pillage today, fellas.
Pillage only.
Skip the rape.
Pillage. Keep them on good.
I don't want to fuck these guys. So the reason rape is right at the top of the show, you know, normally we reserve this kind of subject matter for the atheist show, where people just have no sensibilities about being touchy to listen to the show. But I am skeptical. I'm skeptical of this this pro-rape pickup artist that everybody's talking about. There's a guy, and Heather's going to have to find his name for me because I can't fucking remember it.
Roosh, R-O-O-S-H. He's got a bigger, longer name, but I can't pronounce it.
All right, Roosh.
Roosh.
All right. So this guy, Douche, he's a pickup artist, apparently. And he holds these meetings, and he's written books, I think, about how to bed women. Right.
Okay.
That kind of person, you know, that endeavors to become that, is a particular type, you know?
Yeah, sociopath.
But you think?
I think they got sociopathic tendency. Few guys that I know some failed comics that went into it as a and this is probably 10 years ago when it was booming.
Yeah.
Into rape?
No,
pickup artist.
To hold those classes where you teach guys
how to pick up chicks.
To have balls and all that kind of stuff. And they were pretty, he wasn't a good comic either, but he was a pretty crazy, pretty sociopathic person.
So he was
going into it.
I mean, usually these guys, they push this agenda, a couple of agendas that are kind of awful and certainly misogynistic. Roosh V, that's the guy's name. And they really do talk about women purely in this conquest format, you know?
Right.
One of his books is called Bang. It contains powerful techniques, moves, and lines that make it easier for average guys to get laid. And then another book is called Day Bang, 200-page book that solely focuses on approaching women during the day.
Wow.
The one I wouldn't buy is Morning Bang.
Morning Bang. How about Self Bang? I'd buy that one.
I'm a slow starter.
Solo Bang.
So this guy apparently called for 135 countries. He called for these gatherings of these guys, these followers of his bullshit, his stuff. His
but who called it? It just seems to me like if you're into pickup artist stuff, that's kind of the opposite of being into rape, I would think.
Well, I mean,
not the opposite, but it's not the same.
Here's
why you go to all that trouble to improve your technique,
right?
To pick up somebody, and then
this is probably going to end up a two-show topic. I think we're going to come back to this thing because I have had a lot of trouble over the past couple of days, really finding an exhaustive example of why this guy should be referred to as someone who's trying to legalize rape. I can't find evidence of that claim.
It's in the video.
All right. Well, we're gonna pull up that video.
He says it directly in the video.
Okay.
And
so
that's where it's from.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So Heather gave me a link before the show, and I haven't, of course, obviously, been able to get to it yet. But here we go.
A proposal called "How to Stop Rape," and that suggests that if we legalize rape, women will be more careful with their bodies and not go into the private rooms of men that they don't want to have sex with.
Is this the guy?
If you missed this article, then click below in the comments where you can read it in full. You would think that any idea or proposal that would decrease the amount of harm to women and decrease the number of rape would be welcomed by everyone. I mean, who doesn't want to decrease rape? Well, apparently everyone, because the rage that I got from the article was intense. There were stories in Ross Story, in XO Jane, in The Mirror. I received hundreds of angry comments on Twitter. You can go see the comments on the original article. They're still frothing over it. If my intention was to decrease harm to women, and I provided, I believe, the arguments that show how legalizing rape would definitely decrease the rapes that we are seeing, including the fake rape of when the girl felt regret.
All right, I'm
so
done listening to him.
He's basically saying nobody will come to harm if we just change the definitions of what harm is.
We didn't hear all of it either. He was talking about making rape legal on private property. So like,
oh, private property. Yeah, you didn't say private property.
And, you know, I don't know exactly what that means. Like, you can drag some
would
lady.
Would you please just step
property
over this line?
Yes, really. Or
well,
is he talking about,
so I
you know,
can rape you?
Okay, based on what I read, based on what I read that he has said, I didn't see this video until just now. So, but based on what I read, his arguments aren't as, they're misguided and stupid and ignorant, to be sure, but they're not the monstrous thing that the headlines we keep seeing are making him out to be.
Headlines, they do that.
But you
that
know, when you argue for legalizing rape, it's easy to be misunderstood.
Yeah,
that
that's
happens
a good point. Yeah. So I think the guy's an idiot, not a monster. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense?
No, it does.
I think he's a moron.
And you're saying he's Canadian as well, is he?
Oh, no, yeah. That's
really?
We've been having that problem in Canada. We've got a few guys lately who have been stretching the definitions of decent behavior towards women.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's John Gimeschi.
Oh, right. I heard of that guy with the radio.
Right now. He's been
you guys are both originally Canadians.
Yeah,
we are. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Still.
And, cool.
Although I'm dual.
Yeah?
Only
ambidextrous.
Yeah, but yeah, you now have
both.
Stevie, you're
two
a
passports
citizen. Right, right.
American. We are less rapey. We are less rapey
since
than
you've
the
been
Canadians,
here? Since
the
you've
Canadians
been here?
We've discussed today. Okay. But yeah, John Gimeschi's been beating women against their, like.
Who is he?
He used to be a musician.
You have to understand.
And then he
myself,
was in radio
Heather,
as well.
Just pure Americans, right?
But you follow Canadian radio.
I was going to say, with regard to Canadian politics and all of that.
Rape sport.
Right, right.
Call
yeah.
It
turns out, unless it's a Canadian whose head is severed in the middle, we know nothing about them.
Right.
So South Park Canadians, I understand.
I was under the impression that the John Gimeschi trial was quite well known. But anyway, this guy, yeah, he's been beating women. Women would be on a date with him.
Who is he?
And
he's a big radio.
He's a radio personality now. Right. He's a one hit wonder in the 90s.
Okay.
He had a song and everything. He was in Moxie Fruvis. Do you remember them?
I only heard about this when I was performing in Canada. Once I was the King of Spain.
It was their song. I don't know if you remember that song.
Matthew Ty on the wall says, "I think as long as you rape someone's daughters instead of the angels visiting him, you're golden."
Good God.
Wow.
Do you know what that refers to?
No.
No, but it's...
It's the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, if it's got angels.
Yeah. So this guy has been beating women?
Yeah, this John Gomeshi guy would be on dates with women, and I'm sure they were having a lovely time. And then out of nowhere, he'd punch them. And
he was into hitting.
That's what you wanted.
Really?
But he said it was mutual.
Yeah. I dated a girl that kept hitting me when she would get really drunk.
Yeah,
I had to just stop seeing her.
I've had one of those.
I can't take this. This is crazy.
I had a woman bite my lip once. Didn't like it.
Really?
No, I left.
It was my place. That's it.
It was my apartment. I left.
I've dated a couple of Jekyll and Hyde type women.
Yeah.
But I'm not in any way coming to the defense of any of the creepy men we've been talking about. But
right.
Yeah, there was a. I remember vividly one girl last time I went out with her. We were back at mine, and she kept drinking, and then out of nowhere, she just turned personalities, and all of a sudden she just became aggressive and a bit like fighty and trying to get me to hit her back.
Ooh.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just
kinky.
I had a girl, what happened to you?
The girl that used to get drunk and start hitting me, one night she goes, we had had this long night of cuddling and being, you know, sensual, right? And then she bats her eyelashes and we're laying side by side in her bed. And she goes, what do you want to do now? Okay? There's only one answer to that question. And she knew what the answer was. And I gave it. I said, I'd love to have sex. I may have said made love. And her face turned sour and irritated. And she just, and her head kind of dropped a little. And she goes, fine. And then she rolls over and she goes, I'm just going to go to sleep. You do whatever you want.
Wow.
Yeah. She was nuts. And
it was a rape-vitation.
Well, that was the other thing. I mean, we had talked quite extensively about her sexual interests, her proclivities, what got her off, and it was all that kind of shit, that force stuff, which is fine in a healthy-minded individual. This was not that.
Right. If you're role-playing, but if it's permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least you'd want to discuss it first.
I thought we were just role-playing. I didn't know this was the real thing.
But I guess it all boils down to that, the statement of legalize rape. That's it right there.
Yeah.
I did not realize that he had literally said...
You should at least have to have a permit. I don't think anybody should just be allowed to willy-nilly.
That's the phrase that was in my head. Yeah, this guy's a douchebag.
I didn't believe he actually said that until I heard him say it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I go, well, it's okay. It's not exactly what they said he said, but it's still
kind
of disgusting.
I presume that the uber feminists were misrepresenting what he was trying to communicate.
They made it inflammatory.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like, you know, earlier I was talking with you, Steve, about another topic we're going to be covering on the show. Okay. And you said, I don't think that guy can believe that.
Right.
And Heather is of the opinion that this douche guy...
Douche V,
is of the opinion that he really is just trying to drum up business with hyperbolic opinions and arguments.
I think he's scamming us.
Heather
right.
has...
Now, I had that thought because of this John Gomeshi trial. Because
right?
it's been so much publicity for John Gomeshi in Canada. So initially when you told me the story, you know, this is the first I've even heard of it. But I had that thought cross my mind that this, because a few Canadians have been doing this. There's also a woman, Canadian woman, who did fat shaming on YouTube.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of a plague across the Canadian, social online spectrum right now. They're all being creepy because they're seeing the publicity they're getting from
CBC. He does that too.
CBC
he does the fat
stuff.
Shaming thing.
Now you found a video where he admitted that he what video made you believe this?
He made a video describing how his plan to become a YouTube celebrity.
Right.
So I watched the video to see what he was going to talk about, and he didn't discuss the topics. He just discussed his plan to become YouTube famous.
Well, did that plan include saying things that were particularly
No, it didn't.
Hot
he didn't
topic
say anything like that. He talked about how he was going to, you know, drum up numbers. And
that is probably what he's thinking, though.
That's right. It seems a logical connection in my
so
head.
So I think he could be just scamming us. But he's in a lot of trouble, and he's gone too far if that's the case. And he's very sorry at this point if that's the case.
Like, if you want attention these days, if you have two choices, saying something incredibly brilliant or incredibly stupid. It's the incredibly stupid is going to get you noticed.
Well, here's the mistake. Here's you've done some math here that doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah. You're presuming
not possible.
You're presuming that guys like this have the option of saying something brilliant.
Well, no, I wasn't presenting him with the option, but I was just saying these days we're looking. You don't have to be able to say something brilliant to know that you're still better off saying something really stupid.
Trevor on the wall says...
Or really outrageous.
His next book is going to be How to Succeed at Rape Without Really Trying.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available in the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable irritation.
Good news, everyone.
That's right, great news. In fact, we have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service, however, will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. What do flat earthers and Jenny McCarthy have in common?
What?
They're all idiots.
Oh, exactly. I missed my line.
You totally fucked that up.
I fucked it up? What do you want from me?
All right, I'm just going to run the ad. Whoa, that's not the ad.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
Now, back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Stevie Ray Fromstein and J.J. Whitehead. Thanks for being here, guys.
You know, this guy Roosh stinks of media whore.
Right.
On his Twitter right now.
Are you calling him a Trump?
Yes. Oh. It says, press conference video is going viral. 30,000 views in a day. Reporters who weren't even there are writing about it.
Yeah.
So he's an opportunist. He's
totally an opportunist.
He's being hyperbolic in an attempt to get national fame.
I've relocated.
Which he has now.
I've relocated to New York, and I'm available for media interviews. Priority to live TV. Email, and then his email address.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not going to favorite him.
He's definitely a fat shamer. He did a tweet where he posted a woman's picture and said something to the effect of, this person doxed another person who did something wrong. Look at her. You could tell it's her by the way she looks, or something like that. And she's just like kind of a heavy set woman. You know what I mean? He went on Dr. Drew to talk about fat shaming, and Dr. Drew like just totally
angry at him?
Took him down. And
oh, that makes me so sad.
Well, the funny thing is, I watched an interview that Roosh did, not an interview, but a video on YouTube about it. And he said that he walked in there thinking that it was going to be just a regular interview where he got to speak his mind and say what he wanted. And then the way the producers were talking to him, they were courting him, giving him stuff, you know, sodas and things, asking him, do you need anything, blah, blah, blah. And then when he got onto the set, Dr. Drew, like, frowned his brow and introduced him as this, like, woman hater. And, you know, and totally turned the tables on him, and he wasn't expecting it. So he felt like he was sidelined.
I don't know how that guy can do an interview and not expect
that. Yeah, I was thinking that too. You've been provocative. Yeah, you gotta
I thought we were going to talk intelligently about hating women and rape.
right. His whole
I didn't
thing
expect
was,
to get hit by this.
His whole thing was fat shaming. That was the topic.
I see.
So Dr. Drew got upset about it, I guess.
I fucking
on the TV
hate
for TV.
Dr. Drew so
much. We do too,
much.
But that was...
He's awful.
That was
so I'm torn. You know, the fact that he brought this guy down and that, man, that makes me mad.
What do you hate about Dr. Drew?
Wait. Dr. Drew? You know who I thought you were talking about? Dr. Phil.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, no, Phil.
I like Dr. Drew.
There we go.
I take that back.
Everything's okay.
I'm glad I asked then.
The whole time I'm picturing Dr. Phil, that piece of shit. Yeah. He's a fucking monster, that guy.
Yeah, he's pro rape. from what I can tell.
So, that's it. It's funny, you know, when Heather suggested we talk about this on the show, I thought, to a certain degree, it seems like this idiot, deserves some sort of defense to a degree. But that opening line of that video you showed me, Heather, that's
hello?
All I need to see. They are right. Everybody's saying he's a piece of shit is right.
He lost me at legalized rape.
Yeah. And the thing is he was doxxed. You know what doxing is? It's when someone posts online your address, home address,
and/or phone number,
and outs
how to reach you in order to do you harm is the idea. Usually.
So
like
someone
that lion guy, like
yes. Lion. So someone posted his address online, and people are now or were harassing his family who he lives at his mom's house, so his family was becoming harassed.
The rape guy, or
yeah.
The guy
mother?
Teaching
yes.
men how to pick up women lives in the basement of his mom's house.
Wow.
Yeah, so
might not be a coincidence.
He he was putting together these meetings that were supposed to go.
He
all
called
over.
For 135 countries to hold meetings at the same time last week, sometime. Or maybe the weekend.
I'm just going to guess, though, that he doesn't have the power to make that happen.
Oh, it was happening.
The thing is, it was about legalizing rape and climate change.
How
he
many
thought
followers?
He would get
how many followers
people.
Does he have?
If
you'd click on that.
I'm trying.
So he has 20,000.9 followers, 21,000 followers. So I presume he does have the – I think he does have the appeal. And listen, I think that speaks volumes to – just how desperate so many men around the world are to figure out how to...
Those could be hate follows, though.
Yeah, it just could be following to see what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
He canceled those meetings. They were covert. They were secret places. But he canceled the meetings out of fear of harm coming to him and the people in the meetings,
now, I
which
think
is ironic.
I am all for making legal harm against Roosh.
Yeah. Roosh if it's on your property.
If it's on,
if he comes into your property.
Any private property, Roosh and his followers, I think it should be legalized that we can kick them in the head.
Fair game.
That's right, right? And
so.
Or rape them. I think maybe I would go so far as let's legalize raping Roosh V and his followers.
Maybe we go eye for an eye with this whole rape approach.
Yeah.
Maybe if he's been raped, we can ease up on his rapes. I don't know.
I think you have to be raped
for this
first.
Topic.
I think you have to be raped first before you get any kind of a sympathy vote.
Only a rapist.
You can't get
can
raped.
Become a raper. It's the chain of events.
Do you know? I don't remember who it was. I always forget this comic's name. London comic. I hope you know what I'm referencing here, JJ.
The comic who
talks about the only way to solve pedophilia is to. Do you know who does it?
Is to have a pedophile in every school? Wasn't
no.
it to make children? Gavin Webster.
No, it's not Gavin that I'm thinking of. Okay. Moon. What's his name? God damn it.
But Gavin Webster used to say to
what
get
do you do?
Children. That's right. It was to get children to be better behaved. It was to
start
employing pedophiles.
Yeah,
so, one in each school and stuff. And then watch the kids start to, you know, if you're no good, like, don't worry about sending them to the principal's office.
Right.
Send them to the pedophile's room.
That's so funny.
That'll keep all the kids in check.
That's funny. Yeah. Billy, you need to go see Chester.
I'll be good, mister.
Okay. All right. Then sit the fuck down.
Sit down and shut up.
So, the joke I was thinking of was he talks about the statistics of the pedophile, the molester, right, being in the 85 or 90 percentile having been molested. So the only solution to this problem is to kill all the victims.
All right.
It's a funny bit. It's
can't
a funny
figure
bit.
Out who that is.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to see a brilliant piece of television, British television, there's a show called Brass Eye, which was a mock.
It's one of the best television shows ever to air in the history of humankind.
It's so genius.
Yeah.
And there's a pedophile episode of Brass. They probably made 7 or 8 Brass Eyes.
It was kind
different
of this
subject every time.
They did this PM magazine style cover of the story type thing, right? Mm. And it was all tongue in cheek and written beautifully and perfectly.
Wow. Yeah. Over the top news graphics and like news anchors that were taking themselves seriously, of course, and delivering these stories. And the pedophile episode is probably the best. Brass Eye, all episodes are great, but the pedophile episode is just a classic.
Yeah, hands down. Everything they made was amazing, but I do remember.
Chris Morris, and it shocked, shocked the whole country. And still to this day, I think people, even if they re-air it, people get offended, but it was
Did they still air it at all?
Outstanding piece of television.
I wanted to see that show. Oftentimes that'll happen. I wanted to see that show resurrected in our market. I wanted to see it here.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
I think it would be great. Any time. That show would work at any point in time.
Yeah, the closest you guys got, I think, was Onion News. The Onion
News.
I was
wondering if it was like that.
Yeah, it would be like Onion News on steroids, though. Like it's a precursor to Onion News. Like, we're talking the 90s.
Yeah, this was, a long time ago.
So
I only saw it because Provenza gave me a DVD with all the episodes on it. I just plopped down on the couch and could not get off it until they were done.
I'm just trying to think of some of the best parts, but he gets celebrities on to talk about how to detect a pedophile and stuff, and he actually fools them. Like, I think Phil Collins,
pedophile Sidney Cook, was blasted into space to spend the rest of his life aboard a one-man prison vessel, posing no further threat to children on Earth. But it was revealed that an 8-year-old boy was also placed on board by mistake and is now trapped alone in space with the monster. A spokesman said, "This is the one thing we didn't want to happen."
And the over-the-top graphics. Genius.
Yeah, it's a great show. That's just one little clip from
from
that episode.
They have these interviews as well, so they get these celebrities on, and they've given them, the celebrities aren't even double-checking what they're saying. Like, Phil Collins says something like, "You should smell your child's keyboard, because if it smells of rust or something, a pedophile has been communicating with him on the
other end.
And they're taking themselves so seriously, they don't even realize. And a pedophile is called a nonce.
Nonce.
Is that a slang term over here?
No, that's you guys. I thought that was Britain.
He got Phil Collins to wear a hat that said nonce sense. and that's their catchphrase for their campaign. Like,
turned Phil Collins into
have
the
nonsense.
Yeah.
Joke after joke after joke about pedophiles.
Was Collins up in arms after that?
I think quite a few of the celebrities that got roped in, they were offended and angry.
And again, that was way before Sacha Baron Cohen did what he was doing.
Brass Eye is probably the show that gave birth to a lot of the whole like sucking people in an interview and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think sucking people in is the right phrase. You're looking
for people off. Right?
Sucking people off in interviews, well, that's a
that's
different thing.
Works. But
I should legalize that.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other podcast? Well, have you? Have you?
Have you?
Yeah. It's called Ardent Atheist. Go check it out at www.ardentatheist.com. I was going to become a conspiracy theorist until I heard what the government and their secret aliens do to conspiracy theorists.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Stevie Ray Fromstein and J.J. Whitehead. Thanks again for being here, guys. So I think we've covered rape well here today. I think
fully covered.
Yeah, an hour so far of rape.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're gonna move on to our next topic.
Molestation.
Damn it. I was going to say anal fisting.
Sorry.
It's all right. No. The first guy to the punchline is the guy that does the punchline. This is going to be quick. I want to talk about this just because this certainly has an element of skepticism in it, the story we're going to talk about right now. But it's more of a consumer protection kind of thing that I'm doing here, almost a PSA. Heather's been looking for work, and she came across a Craigslist ad. And the Craigslist ad said that they were paying people $300 a week to promote their product, Coca-Cola, on Craigslist. And she goes, "What is this?" And it said, "There's a text, only text. That's how you reach out to them and talk to them." And I said, "I don't know quite what this is. Let's find out."
I get weirded out when I see a Craigslist ad that says Coca-Cola wants your help.
Yeah.
Twittering or whatever.
So you had your senses went off immediately.
Absolutely.
Based on that. That's good to hear. All right. So that's I knew there was something up. I knew that this couldn't be real.
I didn't want to give him my phone number, so I said, Emery, give him your phone number. Text him.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend right there.
Have you started texting him then?
He did.
So I did. I sent him a text, and I'm going to read the text to you.
Okay.
Okay? Normally, this would be pretty boring, but this actually is not that boring at the end of it. It pays off pretty nicely. So the text is, I said, hello, I'm interested in your Craigslist ad. Thanks for your response to the ad on Craigslist. You will be in charge of posting ads for our company, which you will be earning $300 weekly, though you can get part of your payment after 2 days of work, which is $150. I hope that sounds fine. Now, as I read that, there are extra spaces. It's not written well.
Commas, spelling errors.
Right.
Yes, yeah, all kinds of weird, odd errors in it.
He spells a lot like this prince that contacted me.
That sounds very interesting to me, I said. And he goes, okay. I say it's a he because I'm the kind of sexist that presumes there aren't women running bullshit
scams.
Oh, it
was a guy.
Definitely.
Okay, good. You will be getting paid weekly, dot, dot, dot. What method of payment do you want, question mark? Unnecessary space, dot, dot, dot. Cash, comma, no space, check, PayPal. So I said, PayPal. Okay, what's your name? Heather Henderson, I said.
Hey.
What? What? Hey. And
good way to protect yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. She's. Yeah. So I. he goes, okay, good. Do you have a Craigslist account to get started with? I said, yes, I do. Can you log into your Craigslist account now and let me know when you are in to get started with? That's the sentence. Okay, I'm logged in. Choose a city and name. Let me know the city you choose. I said Los Angeles. Under gig, offer when you click what you will click. I want to hire someone, then click on labor gigs. I said done. He goes, posting title, Coca-Cola, hire now.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Okay.
I said done. Posting body, earn 400 weekly.
400 weekly.
Ooh.
Simply driving your car, truck, bus, motorcycle using your normal routine. You will be advertising Coke. Drink wherever you go. Text the number provided for details and ask for Bruce at 803 and then the number. And I said, done. So just to be clear, right now this is happening in real time. I'm chatting with him and I'm creating this Craigslist ad that he's describing for me to create.
Right.
Okay. I said, done. He goes, okay, good. Let me have the links here. And I said, good scam. Now go fuck yourself. And he said, same. And I said, I'll be reporting your scam on my show. I'm doing that right this minute. He goes, when you are going, don't forget to pick up your mom. I said, my mom is dead, so that's at least one more person you can't fuck out of their money, you worthless piece of shit.
Sorry, Mom. You're not dead. We know.
Yeah, no, I know my mom's not dead. I was just trying to be a dick to
her.
Although one day, somebody will be listening to this show at some point in time, and my mom will have died, so this will be accurate at that point.
Oh, I see. She's still alive.
Yes, still she's still alive.
Oh, well, thank God for that, at least. That's a ray of sunshine in this horrible story.
Ray Cromstein of sunshine.
I naively couldn't tell when it was that you
scam.
Busted him. Yeah, well, how did you bust him?
See, so I told you, no one.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It.
It's okay. We're going to talk about this. So neither of you can see where this scam lives.
Where? Yeah, no, I'm waiting for him to ask you for your credit card.
Yeah, your banking information.
I have to clear you first. So if you send me $5, then I know your account is working so I can see.
You guys are right. Everything you're saying is accurate to what this guy's probably doing. Okay?
Right.
Got it?
Okay.
Got it?
So at what point did you bust him, though?
I knew what he was doing pretty quickly.
But did you...
And I'll explain it to you, okay. But I'm playing a bit of a cat and mouse to see if you guys can help figure it out.
Well, he said, send me the links.
Me the links.
Yeah, that's not... I knew three or four things down. Listen, I knew what his scam was at, okay, good, do you have a Craigslist account to get started with? There was no interviewing process. There was no, here's the details of what we're doing and why. There was nothing offered whatsoever to actually choose to hire me. Right? Nothing at all.
You're just the winner right away.
Right. Now, up until that point, up until that moment when he said, can you log in right now and get started? I thought what you're thinking, he's going to get me to He's going to ask me to opt in with $100 or $50 or $25 or something to
right.
That's where I thought it was going. But the minute we started filling out this Craigslist page, I was very clear about what he's up to. Everything you guys just said is accurate, but he's putting one layer of protection between the authorities and him, namely me and others who are doing these ad placements for him. You follow?
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
So he posted the account. He likely, possibly, posted the message that Heather found on Craigslist, the ad. He likely posted that. And he's not asking anything of me other than to post an ad on his behalf.
Right.
Of course, it's illogical. He could post these ads easily as he posted the one that got Heather hooked or interested or saw.
I wasn't hooked.
Never hooked. Mm-hmm. So, but some people are being hooked by this process, and they're never getting their $350 or their $150 or whatever he's $300 or $150 that he's offering. That's for sure. All he's looking for is someone who will post that ad for me, that he asked me to post that ad for him. And then somebody will contact him, and that's where the scam begins. He's using me to hook other people so that he can get text.
I understand he decided if you were a fish or a...
No, he didn't decide. This is his process. His process is to protect himself from reach. Legal reach can't get to him. They would show up at my door when someone robs this guy.
Yeah.
Or when he robs somebody who wants to sign up for the $400 thing.
Yeah, but his phone number is there. You know, it could be a throwaway phone.
It's probably a Google. It's probably a Google line of some sort. One of those things where, and he's texting. That's why he's texting only. He's not. You can't
just
call
texting him.
Yeah. In fact, if we called that number, it probably would not answer. There would be no way.
We should
to
call
answer.
It. Call it on speakerphone.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I could use a job, actually. Steve, I don't get the.
You're not paying attention, Steve.
But no. But I'm. I don't think you could fool me. But I don't get where. He already was giving out his number.
His number? Here's the thing. It's easy to have to give someone a number to text to that isn't easy to...
But I'm saying, say somebody calls him, and then he might start doing what he's doing with you, which is just getting more ads posted.
Well, I suppose there could be more layers to it, but I don't see... When he raised the stakes to 400,
right,
and he's paying people $400... It seems to me like he's it's at that point that he says,
"Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb." No, you go ahead.
That point that he probably says to the person, "Okay, now to secure your position with the company, we just need you to PayPal $100 to this account, which is probably in Nigeria, and." And, or
racist.
More, and that will that pays for, you buy the initial package to put on your car. We send it to you. You put it on your car. Then we start paying you X amount. And there are companies that, by the way, do this process legitimately. Pay people to drive around with the ads on their car.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that one. And I think that's also why he said there's a possibility we can start paying you after 2 days just to rush up the process. Uh-huh. So he's not into asking you for your details yet. So that's what I was wondering if I missed something when you busted him so quickly.
Right, because
it
was a bit...
You're like, see ya, nice, I got ya. Like,
because you didn't really have him yet.
But,
right?
I knew what he was up to. I didn't need to prove to him that I knew what he was up to. I just was done. Once I knew the story, I was done. I thought I'd done my job.
Right. I thought the twist was going to be he works for Pepsi.
Yeah, this 810 number is a Pepsi number, you asshole. I know what's going on here.
It's a smear campaign.
Mom just came on the wall. Should I say, hey, we're so glad you're alive.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
I think the wall will take care of that. I think the wall will be covering this one, and she'll be confused for a full 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, Mom, you'll have to go back and listen to the show to understand what we're talking about right now.
I'll make it clear. Mom, I just said... I just read.
It is a long. It truly. Usually, it's a when you say it's a long story. It isn't.
It's not. Yeah, really I know.
But this
story.
Actually would be a long story.
Yeah, I'm not gonna reread the entire text. But there was a scammer that Heather came across on Craigslist, and we were. I actually interacted with the scammer via text. And when I told him that I know he's a scam, I said, good scam, now go fuck yourself. And he said, yeah, same to you. And I said, I'll be reporting your scam on my show. And he goes, when you are going, don't forget to pick up your mom. He said that to me, mom. And I said, my mom is dead, so that's at least one more person you can't fuck out of their money, you worthless piece of shit. So that is why everybody now is probably going to be asking mom, how come she's still alive?
You feeling better? I heard you were dead. You all right now?
Yeah, right. Right. So,
how often do you play along with scammers when they come into your life?
A lot.
It's almost always. I mean, if I'm not busy doing something at the moment that I come across them, I'll stop doing what
I've only started. I've only been doing it in like the last year. I always used to just ignore the messages and stuff, but now I dabble a little bit.
Yeah, I record them sometimes. Somebody will call, and I know it's a bullshit sales call or a scam of some sort, or I presume it is, and I start recording, and I just waste their time, you know? And I do that with not even just scammers, with sales dicks, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I hate when they call and they go, Steve! You go, yeah? And then it's some
sales call.
Yeah.
Here's what you have to do about that, Steve. You want to call your mom and your dad, and you want to say, why in the fuck did you do this to me?
That's true, but they're dead.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
They're really dead.
You're really dead? I'm sorry. I'm such a dick. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to all of our live listeners from last week. Joseph Burns, Sasha Luna, Perry Diliolia, Bunny Boy, Factory Man, Kyle Delaney, Deepak Schmegma, Dan, Trevor, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Booger Bender, Molly Black, Adune, The Jeffster, Will, Hannibal, Hi, and Joe Swam.
Someone
thanks
called
for being there,
high.
Everybody.
Just Hi? They went with Hi?
H-I-G-H, not Hi.
I don't know what that means. Sorry.
Booger Bender's his name. He's a
Booger Bender is our only deaf listener. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Stevie Ray Fromstein and J.J. Whitehead. You heard me right. Booger Bender, his screen name on Facebook.
And everywhere else.
Yeah, and he is actually he's our deaf listener.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's been a fan for a while. I met him on Google Plus when Hangouts were really popular.
Right.
And then we became friends on Facebook. And he comes in the chat to talk to people and to look at our faces. I think he left. He was here earlier.
Oh, okay.
But if just in case.
I want to know the backstory. I want to know how you come up with that as your name.
Booger Bender. Oh, I have to ask him.
I have yet to ask him. It's an
awful
name.
We just forgot.
Sure, it's a great story.
It fits him. He's kind of cool looking and it looks like his name would be Booger.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, just like the booger in that movie.
You're thinking, I believe, of Animal House.
Revenge of the Nerds or Animal House?
Revenge of the Nerds. That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He's like a booger.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good. But
and he
often
goes on a bender?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh, my God. Now I'm picturing him getting drunk eating boogers.
No, honey.
I'm picturing cocaine.
Oh, of course you are.
I'm picturing a bender involving cocaine.
Right.
Anyway, just, you know, nose boogers.
Sugar boogers. Okay.
We all take what we know and we fill in the blanks. We fill in the... So, all right.
Probably
so that's
the guy just likes boogers.
It could be just could that. Be. So that is the Craigslist scam. That's it. I wanted to share that with you folks. We came across it. And, but no, there's no question. I don't know for sure what his scam is, but I'm quite confident that I've gotten very close, if not right on the nose.
Yeah. It sounds like he probably wants to build up a false sense of working relationship before he goes in for that kill.
Well, I think that
you've done a great job. You've got the advertisement up 20
we're
times.
We're promoting you.
Well, no, I think there's a possibility that, well, if I'm right about him trying to put a layer of insulation between the authorities and him by using guys like me or anybody else to post these ads on his behalf. If I'm correct about that, if he's doing this right, then he would never try to take money from the guy who's posting the ad. Because, does that make sense?
It does, but it just feels like an unnecessary step for a scam, you know, to have that. I mean, once he's spending a lot of time with you, so he must want some information from you.
All I can think, is that he wanted to use me in this mule sense to do his bidding.
Or it could have been just a distraction and then eventually ask you for your banking information.
That's
so
what
he can send you a check.
So I should have kept going?
I figure you should keep going.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
It's too late now.
Okay, I'll give you the info. You do it.
You guys both do it. You know, report back.
But I'd be afraid to call, unless I called him from a Google number.
It was a text, so you could text him.
I'd be afraid that it would get to a point where he would scam you somehow, and you wouldn't know.
Right.
I only know the direct ways, and somehow he sneaks in.
So do you think I shouldn't have texted him from my phone?
Well, it depends. Do you value your money?
Well, I don't think that he can get any information from my...
Not from that. If you would start sending him links, though, who knows what they can...
You should send him links to porn.
Wait a minute, post.
Like maybe a link could contain some information that you...
Right.
Your account.
Speakerphone.
No. Yeah.
Ask him what he thinks about rape.
Okay, well, I'm calling the number as Heather asked me to.
Well, speaker, honey.
I don't need to go on
speaker. You're on the thing. I see you're plugged in.
Get your headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting.
Headphones. We're so pro-tech.
Coca-Cola.
Stop it, Stevie. So I'm guessing there's going to be no answer. I'm guessing it's not a phone. I'm thinking that this is probably...
You have texted him, though, right?
He has.
Yeah.
The text now subscriber you were trying to
text
reach
text now
is not
subscriber.
Available.
It's not a phone.
It's just a text thing.
Oh, hey, man. Listen, you and I have been doing business for a couple of days here now, and I haven't seen this fucking check yet. So I want you to understand that I have friends in high places, you piece of shit, and I'm sending someone over to your fucking house right now to take your legs off and shove them up your ass. Because I want my $300, man. I posted on Craigslist like you asked. You son of a bitch. You are a tiny little fuck. Okay, there we go.
Now you have to text that to him, too.
I'm going to look up what text now is and see what that is. So.
That was very good. See, once again, you fooled me, Emery, because I would have thought you'd take the naive route. I thought it would be like, hey, man, I'm looking for the $300. I've been working pretty hard for you. But no, you just went over the top with the fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have threatened to rape him.
What bothers me is if it's not a scam, you've just blown a major off.
Leave it to Stevie to find the problem with this. That's a good point, Steve. It's possible that I've just completely ruined my future
not
online
easy to find
Craigslist
a job
ad.
That pays $300 a week.
It's an app.
Let me tell you.
It's an app. It provides users with their own genuine 10-digit number, which they can use to make free calls and text across Canada and the U.S.
Text now. So I called that one. I nailed that to the wall.
I want him to call you back so bad.
And I'm presuming that you can be anonymous through this app that he's using, you know?
Right.
I'm sure,
right.
I'm sure that's what's going on. There you go.
Horrible people.
There's a lot of scam.
There'd be a good game show, Spot the Scam.
That would be a good
one. It's not easy to spot sometimes.
Yeah, right. Well, you'd have to have something that wasn't, and then something that was, and
if it was multiple choice, you have three things that are real.
Right.
And then a scam hidden in there.
One scam hidden in there. Wow. Did we just think of a good fucking pitch? I think this might be a game show, you guys.
Good little game.
Yeah. This is a really nice game show.
Hey, I might get this.
I'm making
good.
A call tomorrow to a guy who does this.
This text now thing looks pretty good.
Will you stop advertising?
Free app turns any Wi-Fi enabled device into a phone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can make free phone calls as long as you have Wi-Fi.
Why are we advertising for
I don't
the
make
app?
Fucking phone calls. Why do I even care?
Wait a minute. From an iPad or something, but do they have microphones? Oh, I guess they do.
Yeah, they have microphones.
Shows what I know.
You have a phone, right? You know how a phone works.
I got a phone, yeah.
Yeah.
I can make phone calls from my phone.
Yes.
So,
can you get on the internet with it?
I was having trouble picturing how an iPad, if it didn't have a microphone. Anyway.
Right.
The first generation didn't, so maybe you're thinking of that.
All right, okay.
From 8 years
there you
ago.
Go. Hey, well, I've never had one, period.
Really?
So, I never got into the iPad thing.
Yeah, it took me a long time to come to it. I finally decided to snatch one up cheap.
Think about Apple. You don't know you need it till they make it. And then you go, gee, I need that.
Yeah. Mom says, why did I have to die for this deal?
Mom, dedication.
Yeah. If you aren't committed, then let me know now. Okay, Mom? I thought you were on board with this whole thing. So anyway, that's the scam from Craigslist. I want to talk. We touched on this last week that we did a show, and something more has developed, and I want to talk a little about rapper B.O.B. Does anyone know who he is?
Bob.
Bring your own beer.
Right.
That's B.Y.O.B.
Do we know what the B.O.B. means? That'd be an extra letter in there, JJ.
It's hip hop, man. They're simplifying everything.
Why is silence?
It's bring own beer, bitch.
Bring own beer.
Bring own beer.
Bring own beer.
Bring own beer. So B.O.B. Why bring bother on beer. With that extra wine, man? B.O.B.
Bring on beer.
I'm looking up his Wikipedia to find out what the hell. Bobby Ray Simmons Jr. That's his
name. Oh, there you go. Bobby Ray Simmons Jr., which shortens
shouldn't
to
be
B.O.B.J.R.?
Bob.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either.
B.O.B.J.?
And how did the word dick become a name ever? That is bizarre to me.
They weren't thinking.
No. Richard, Richard people named Richard are then truncated down to Dick, and I don't understand. There's none of the words. How did they go from there to there?
Well, Robert and Bobby.
When did Dick
Thomas
become,
becomes Tom.
Yeah, you got to think of the short form version when you name your kid.
How long has Dick been a thing?
How long has Dick,
in my life, for most of my adult
in
life.
In the 1800s, though, where people were like, you dick. Like, we know asshole.
Right.
And
yeah.
Dick is a more recent.
Like, is Dick
term.
That recent? That,
is it that recent?
The name Dick precedes. Yeah. The slanderous term dick.
You'll look it up on Google, shall we?
If only we had a device. Yes.
I'd rather pontificate confusedly with JJ.
Which came first?
Remember when you could wonder about something and not immediately find the answer?
Google has indexed all the books that they've ever scanned.
Yeah. Really? Oh.
So you could look at linguistic usage over the last couple hundred years.
All right.
That's pretty great.
I want to find out when we started calling dicks.
I just Googled the origin of dick. You think that'll get me something?
Well, that took you straight to redtube.com, honey. Look at that.
Maybe they'll know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's another one that's like that. My grandfather's name was William F. Skinner. And then Bill is the short version of William. Mm-hmm. Again, what the fuck is going on there? I understand Thomas to Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of names that you can shorten down or you can take some of the letters and build something with, but how the fuck does William become Bill?
It's
Will.
And
I guess
they all agree to it.
It's William, Will, Bill. That's logical, I guess, on a certain level. There's some logic in that. But Richard... Dick. I can't find even Cockney rhyme that works here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How do they all agree that Richard becomes Dick?
Oh, okay. So I looked it up. It says, meaning of Dick, dominant ruler. Diminutive of Richard. We don't know. Why.
So you just read those like those were going to tell us something, and I'm really lost here. Dick was once common short form of Richard, replaced by Rick or Richie. Hold on. Rick to Dick. Rick to Dick. Okay. So Will to Bill. Rick to Dick. And finally, by the full name itself, rude meaning making, the two rude meanings pretty much knocks this one out of consideration.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You don't know what that means?
Then it names
a
bunch
of
dicks.
I figured it out. It's right here. This all started. Okay. Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dick.
He was a dick. So that's it.
So no. So it is rhyming slang.
I don't know.
It's
American rhyming slang? I don't know.
You mean they didn't use the word dick from Richard before
I was
Nixon?
I was just joking.
In the late 40s, were Americans saying that Hitler, he's a dick? Or was that not around yet? Was it just that Hitler, he's a mean
But he
guy.
Was a dick, I'll tell you that.
He was a
yeah.
dick?
Yeah, sure.
There's clearly been
Can't
dicks.
Argue about that.
I'm just wondering when we started calling them dicks.
Huh.
Okay, medieval Okay, never mind. The Heather's change in the initial consonant is said to have been caused by the way the trilled Norman R
was pronounced by the English.
Was pronounced by the English.
I'll be damned. Okay, so there you go. So when Mr. E tells us to look up, he's running our video today, tells us to look up something on Google, we're just going to do what he said.
Yeah.
All right? So there you go. So Rick, as soon as I saw Rick, I guess that adds up for me. I can see how you can make that jump. But the R was pronounced by the English. Did they say duh? Drick. Yeah, okay. Drick.
Wow.
I'll be damned. All right. Honey, look up William DeBell. William don't look it up. I'm kidding.
Who knew that would make sense?
No one cares. I presumed there was an answer.
I still don't get it.
You still don't get it?
Well, I still don't get when we started calling people dicks. That's what I want to know.
You're kind of hung up on a specific part of this.
Okay,
whole
I think
thing.
I could figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, I get Richard, Rick, Dick.
So you get that part. You understand name, the nomenclature thing.
All that, but all right.
Well, I guess when a dick became a penis is when... When a dick, because then really you're calling them a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously that wouldn't be much of a slur.
So when the name dick became the penis dick.
That's when it became the insult.
Yeah. And I believe that happened with Richard Nixon. I'm pretty sure that's when it happened. Yeah.
Because the way they said the R.
Richard Nixon. All right. No. We're going to talk about. Listen, I want to talk about this B.O.B. guy.
Yeah,
and he tweeted out that the Earth was flat,
and that's when I said I didn't believe it, and then you said,
"Thanks for tying back together the reference earlier." Yes, that's exactly right. We were sitting on the couch before the show, and I was pointing out this story to Stevie Ray Fromstein, and you genuinely were like, "You can't believe that guy believes that the Earth is flat."
Yeah, I don't. I'm skeptical.
Okay, what part of rapper do you not understand?
I just think if he's making a lot of money, he probably gets in a plane. You probably look out the window.
He actually said that he was on a flight when the guy jumped from the edge of space a couple years ago, last year, the Red Bull jump. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
There was a guy who, the longest free fall,
and
he was literally at the edge of space, like floating. Wow. On a capsule up there, and then he just jumped off and
died.
Yeah, and he survived. No, he did great. He made it.
Nice.
In fact, I just came across what appeared to be newly released video footage from the GoPros that the guy used when he jumped. And I don't know why it would take them so long to release that, but it was really amazing. If you haven't seen it, go look for the new footage from Red Bull. I'm sorry, from GoPro of the Red Bull jump. So.
But are you saying that Bob?
Yes.
Said he was flying by and saw it.
He said.
Here's
what he said. He said that the pilot came over the intercom system and said, "If you look out this side of the whatever side of the plane, you will be able to see the capsule. I think that the guy had jumped from. If you look this particular direction, and he said that he could see it."
Okay.
But he couldn't see the curvature of the Earth. Now, we've all been in planes. Mm-hmm. At 30,000 feet, you don't really notice a curvature, but at 60,000, 70,000 feet, you start to see it. Does everyone agree with that?
Well,
I guess kind of. I don't really think you ever really see it, though, do you?
Oh, I've seen it dramatically.
Until you turn on your monitor in the back seat, and you can see the little digital plane is curving.
Okay.
On the map.
You are not helping. All right. So I'm really excited about this. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go search. But we are going to play in the premium portion of the show. We're going to play the takedown by Neil deGrasse Tyson. He went on Larry Wilmore, and we're going to take care of that in the premium portion of the show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the free version of episode 107. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests, Stevie Ray Fromstein and J.J. Whitehead. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our camera switcher, Mr. E. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Of this world.
And we'll be talking about...
Square Earthers.
Okay, I get that.
Our theme
that's
music,
hilarious.
Courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Slimmerswam.
Where can people find you, Stevie?
Oh.
You have a Twitter account?
Yeah, The Holy Atheist.
Oh, right.
Right.
And
The Holy Atheist.
And where can people find JJ the Whitehead?
Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
JJ Whitehead.
It's easy.
And on the Twitter box, I'm JJ Whitesnake.
Whitesnake. What made you pick Snake? I don't remember.
I was drunk.
Ah, that's a good reason.
Sign up. I just put a new video up on my JJ Whitehead spot just like an hour ago. So,
nice. Wow.
Check
it
out.
Yeah, he makes these great videos of him on tour with Jim Jefferies.
Yeah. Well, I just did my own tour in Canada, so the latest one is from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just two minutes long. Check it out if you get a chance.
It's really great. All right, you've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe. Thanks, everybody.